It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, our top story, the new Chicago Board of Education met today for the first time since the board's president was forced to resign in a growing social media controversy. And while the remaining board members barely mentioned the situation involving the Reverend Mitchell Johnson, some of the people who addressed the board certainly did. WBBM's Haley Hansen is here at the Anchor Desk with that story. Haley.
Lisa, Reverend Johnson's social media posts made controversial comments about women, 9/11, and Israel. At today's meeting, Dan Goldwyn with the Jewish United Fund claimed,
Reverend Mitchell's departure has not rid this board entirely of hostility towards Jews. Just a few weeks ago, board member Debbie Pope retweeted a message saying, Zionists are not welcome in Chicago. Ms. Pope, 75% of metropolitan Chicago Jews say that Israel is essential to their Judaism.
Here's Pope's response.
I think it's extremely important for us to make all children in our system comfortable. Jewish children, Palestinian children, Muslim children, Hindu children, everyone must be comfortable and must attend school together.
Chicago residents will elect 10 new Board of Education members in next week's election. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
At Delphi, Indiana, where the trial continues against Richard Allen. The 52-year-old was arrested in 2022 and faces 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of murder while kidnapping and the deaths of Abigail Williams and Liberty German. That happened in 2017. A Department of Corrections psychologist testified today that Allen arrived at Westville Correctional Facility with depression and anxiety disorder. By April of last year, around the time Allen began allegedly confessing to the murders, she says he was seriously mentally ill. A man now facing charges after being shot by police during an incident at a car dealership last week in DeKalb.
32-year-old Charles Trapiccio was shot and wounded by DeKalb police at a Toyota dealership last Wednesday. That was after he had allegedly pulled out a knife and stabbed an employee there and would not drop the knife and move towards police. The employee, by the way, was treated at the scene. Trapiccio is now charged with armed violence, attempted armed robbery, aggravated battery, and criminal damage to property. He'll be moved to the DeKalb County Jail when he's released from a hospital. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Last year, retired priest William Killeen was asked to step aside because of an allegation of child sexual abuse when he was assigned to St. Patricia Parish in Hickory Hills more than 40 years ago. Now, after a lengthy investigation, the Archdiocese of Chicago and its independent review board met this week to evaluate the results of that investigation, and they have determined that there is not a reasonable cause to believe Father Killeen sexually abused a minor. In addition, the board recommended that he be returned to ministry and that he be reinstated and the file be closed. Ahead of Tuesday's election, law enforcement and election officials are getting ready out of concerns about any possible unrest or violence. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart tells CBS News Chicago the amount of preparedness to ensure safety at polling locations across the area.
What do you need us to do? Where do you have your all polling stations? Where do you have all the locations where the ballots go to? Where are they taken care of? Are there police there? We have police. We have assigned to certain locations that we traditionally didn't do.
Dart says this implementation of law enforcement makes his deputies proactive instead of reactive. Well, Chicago's Christmas tree has been cut down in the Logan Square neighborhood.
We're in front of the historic Kimball House on the 2500 block of North Kimball Avenue, built in 1899, now restored. Homeowner Sarah Holden Shattuck and her husband David donated the 53-foot-tall Colorado spruce to the city in the memory of the home's previous owner, Jim Mulligan, who planted the tree 50 years ago.
You know, he loved this house, he loved this tree, and, you know, it is a really large tree. So we knew at some point we weren't sure if it would be able to stay, and so this was a great way to say goodbye to the tree and also honor Jim's memory.
Mulligan's daughter, Jerry.
Sarah called me and told me she was doing this. I was in happy tears. My first phone call was to my daughter. My daughter's like, are these good tears? Yes, these are good tears.
A crane lifted the tree over wires stretched between light poles and lowered it onto a flatbed truck. It will be on display in Millennium Park. In Logan Square, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Customers and visitors, a longtime bookstore in Lakeview, were so surprised at the store's sudden closing, they thought the owner had died. Well, it turns out that's not the case, but the owner of another bookstore says the confusion was understandable. WBBM's Jim Goodis has been looking into this, and he's here at the Anchor Desk with the story. Jim.
Lisa, when 73-year-old Bill Fiedler decided to retire as owner of the Galaxy Bookstore on Belmont between Clark and Sheffield, the Tribune reports he abruptly sent a letter to his landlord to terminate his lease. Fiedler also left many of his books and other merchandise behind. Rebecca George, who co-owns the Volumes Book Cafe in Wicker Park, says the landlord assumed Fiedler had died and asked her to help deal with all the books.
I could see how that assumption would be made because, A, the abruptness of handing in the keys, right? And the fact that the place looked like somebody just got up one day and walked out. It was just untouched.
George organized a special sale this weekend at the Galaxy Bookstore. A social media post about the sale incorrectly claimed Fiedler had died. Fiedler tells the Tribune he enjoys retirement and wasn't very concerned about the news of his death. He says it's a relatively harmless example of how false information can spread easily on the internet. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
From the AppleChevy.com Sports Desk, happy Friday. 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Happy Friday to you and to everybody. And we learned out here at Halas Hall today, Lisa, that left tackle Braxton Jones will not play for the Bears Sunday in Arizona. And that could very well mean that Larry Borum steps in.
Larry's been working in there. We feel really good about that. You know, we want to make sure that we're not moving multiple spots, and we'll see where that goes. But Larry's done a good job in there. And again, our right side's the right side, and it should be pretty solid there.
Bears head coach Matt Eberflus also letting us know today that Jaquan Brisker is out for the game as he remains in concussion protocol, and the backup offensive lineman Karan Amagaji out as well. Montez Sweat, Ryan Bates, Kyler Gordon, Tevin Jenkins are all questionable for Sunday's game again at the Arizona Cardinals. A little bit of baseball news. The White Sox declined a $25 million option on third baseman Yoan Moncada today after he missed almost the entire season last year because of a left adductor strain. NBA, the Bulls with a nice 3-2 start to their season and will look to make that even one game better as they bounce in Brooklyn tonight. 6:30 start over on the Score. Meantime, in hockey, the Blackhawks are in LA tomorrow. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The Score's Mark Grody.
Well, the mayor's proposed property tax increase may bring more attention to a proposal on next month's ballot dealing with statewide property tax relief.
Should the Illinois Constitution be amended to create an additional 3% tax on income greater than $1 million, in theory, the estimated $4.5 billion generated would go into the state's property tax relief fund.
Right now, there's no money in it, and what we want to do in
former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, one of the Illinois property tax relief amendment referendum's most vocal backers, says that the funds could be distributed in the form of property tax rebates to residents like Hattie Kanazi, retired, 77 years old, fearing displacement from her South Shore home, with her tax jumping this year from about $2,000 to more than $6,000.
I just hope that people will listen and vote in their own interest. Vote in your own interest.
Those voting no on what's being called a millionaire surcharge, even by proponents, say that in order to tax the rich, Illinois lawmakers would need to scrap the state's constitutional flat income tax guarantee and approve a progressive tax structure, opening the door to further income tax adjustments, including on retirement income. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Senior citizens turn out to vote in larger numbers than all other age groups, and some super seniors have been casting their ballots at an assisted living home in northwest suburban Arlington Heights.
Willard Pingle cast his ballot at a temporary voting site set up in the chapel at Lutheran Home. The World War II Army veteran is going to be 101 later this month and calls voting a privilege.
You can't complain if you don't vote. You get a choice, and it's... it's important that people don't get their opinions.
You can't complain if you don't vote, he says. Fellow centenarian Dolores Ozimek had some help from her son with her ballot.
He was able, I cannot see. My vision is very poor, so he has to read it to me, and then I tell him what I want, and he marks it.
Staff at the senior living facility say voting keeps their residents engaged. About 175 of them are registered to vote. In Arlington Heights, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.